Harry, what have you got? Well, this matches her blouse. Should she have it?
No.
Okay. Well, what was the first thing you did today? Yes, you did. Very well. Thank you. It was cute. You don't know what you did the first thing today? You got up. Now, when you get out of bed, do you get out on the right side or the left side?
Right.
The right side? How do you get out of your bed? This way or that way? That way? Right? What about you?
Right.
Right. What about you? See, we're all right, aren't we? Sometimes, if I get up and go off the left side, my day is topsy-turvy. I just didn't get out of the right side of the bed. But we have to be careful of these things, right? We have to be sure that we know exactly what we want to do when we get up. Number one, get up. Number two, what do you do too? Get dressed?
Yes.
Have breakfast?
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth, okay.
Comb
your hair. If you do your own hair, raise your hand. Oh, good. Breland, you don't do your own hair? You do your own hair? No, wait a minute. Well, you know, this week was important because things had to be done in a particular way. I had to decide exactly what I needed to do. And I had to be sure that it was in my mind that that was the right thing that I needed to do. Have any of you gone camping? Yeah? Oh, that's fun. Anybody gone camping? Now, was that a yes?
My dad used to go camping with me, but we haven't been
here yet. Oh, so you have something good to look forward to. Good. Well, when you're camping, when you're striking a place to stay, you have to do the work outside of the camp first. There are priorities. You have to get your wood together, you have to get your space ready, and then you make your house. And in Proverbs, that's the wrong verse. In Proverbs, he says that you finish your outdoor stuff first and get your fields ready. And after that, you build your house. So, to me, that likens when we get out of bed in the morning. That was my outdoor work. And when I get up, that's my day to get time to get ready. Now, it also says that when you get up and you make your priorities, your mind has to be right. And your mind has to be on whom?
God.
Yes, God. Reading, did you say that? Very good. Your mind has to be on God, because if you do the things with Him, then you will be successful, right? Now, have you ever seen that commercial where that guy puts a light bulb over somebody's head and it goes off? Have you ever seen that commercial and the light goes off? No? Would you tell me, Katie, when you're thinking of the most important thing that you need to do today, the priority, the most important thing that's top of your list today, what is it? You're not sure. Well, let's go back to bed. I don't think this is going to light up. Give me another one. go to the park. Okay, so let's light up. All right, so your mind is lit to the things that need to be done. What are you going to do today? What is your most priority, the most important thing you're going to do today? Are you going with Katie?
No.
Oh, so you had a thought and a light. What are you going to do, Nicole? Do what? You don't know. Are you going to go home after church? Yes? No? You're going to be with friends? And you're going to be good to them? So is God your priority and your mind lights up? Okay. Breelyn, how about you?
I'm going to mow my grass.
Oh. Be a nice guy. Maybe when you're bigger, huh? What else are you going to do today besides not mow the grass? Are you going to eat? Are you going to play? You're going to go visit someone? Oh. That you know. That's good. That helps. A few toys, and you're going to share them. So you're going to be good. So you're like. So we have a light on our head, as Nicole does. We have a light in our head, and we have a light in our heart. Right? So when we set our priorities today, and we decide what we're going to do, we're going to keep God. We're going to keep Jesus in our mind because it is good to be with him, right? And he loves you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the light that shines from you to us and the light that shines from the children to us. We just ask you to help them stay on the right path, keep the right priorities in mind of what's important in their lives. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.